This is the tale of Tracy and the Vampire. Now, in our story, characters are represented by instruments of the symphony orchestra. Tracy is represented by the flute. Tracy's brother is represented by the trombone. Tracy's sister is represented by the grand piano. Father is represented by the percussion section. The cello plays the part of the vampire. Hey, wait a minute. The vampire doesn't have a cat. That's a different story. Now that we've established our little cast of characters, it's time to start this story. Well, from a very early age, Tracy loved life. Life was good. It was especially good in the summertime. Tracy and her siblings could go to Cape Cod and enjoy the beach. Enjoy the sunlight, or if you didn't want to enjoy the sun that day particularly, you could curl up to a book. Life was good. You didn't have to do so many chores. You didn't even have to go to school, of course. Tracy was a gentle youth, a very pretty youth, and a very beautiful youth, both inside and out. As Tracy got older, she soon realized that she couldn't spend every summer on the Cape, and in fact, she probably knew that change was probably just going to happen altogether. Things couldn't be quite the same, and well, if only Tracy knew how radical the change would be. Well, first off, Brother was the one to change. He just started to pick fights more often, and it frustrated the heck out of Tracy and her sister. They couldn't stand it, and they just had to sit through it and hear Brother go on and on and on about whatever it was that particular day. Well, one time, he just especially just lost it, and here's what happened. Sister couldn't stand the fighting anymore. She did her best to calm the situation down and get Tracy and her brother to talk again. Just when Sister thought she had things under control, they went back to the way they were. Meanwhile, Father was doing a slow burn. He couldn't stand all this disharmony and disorder and especially noise in his house. He just wanted it quiet and told his kids exactly how he felt. We'll be right back. Now we're at the point in the story where things just get a little weird. So weird that they're really unbelievable. A vampire happens to notice Tracy, but I think it was just a little more than all the commotion and noise going on in her family. Yes, Tracy was a little sad that father was mad at her, especially because brother had started this argument that involved her and her sister. Well, anyway, the vampire, truth be known, liked Tracy, and especially because Tracy knew that change was about to come. He kind of thought he could give her that change, and in fact, he was lonely on that immortal prowl. He wanted somebody to join his coven. So, on a night of still air, with a full moon, he crept upon Tracy and gave her the dark gift. It was thus transferred. Being a kind and respectable being, well, as far as immortals go, and well, certainly for blood-sucking vampires, this guy, this vampire, was actually pretty good, and he knew he had to teach Tracy a few things about the dark gift. That was the right thing to do. So, once in a long night, at the very beginning of their relationship, the vampire sat Tracy down and started to explain and show basically the ropes of the vampire business. Tracy started to understand. After a while, Tracy met the other vampires and found, heck, she could hang with the best of them. Wait, what's this? Tracy remembered something from her past. The vampire didn't quite get it. But he soon caught on and tried his thing with her thing. Hey, it kind of worked together. He got it and, well, she tried his thing with her thing. And, hey, the other vampires joined in on Tracy's thing.